The influx of new members represents about a tenth of all Red Cross volunteers statewide. It surpasses the state's goal of adding at least 1,000 new disaster volunteers after last year's hurricanes. Marianne Mutzi coordinates Red Cross volunteers for 7 counties in south-central Wisconsin. Her own chapter has more than doubled its number of disaster responders, and she sees no signs of that trend letting up.
Even though the hurricane response is not in the national news as much as it was last fall and through the winter, people are still aware that the response is going to be going on for years.
Mutzi says this is the most sustained response from the public that she's ever seen, even surpassing the outpouring of support following the 9/11 terrorist attacks. She thinks that's because the hurricanes affected such a massive region that's so close to home. She says the effect was different than if they'd been overseas.
It's a little bit harder to think about going to Thailand, for instance, or Sri Lanka, to help individuals who've been affected by a tsunami. It's easier to think, well, I'll drive 10, 12 hours or less, or I could get there. This is doable for me.
Mutzi says disaster volunteers' jobs vary depending on their own background. For example, a doctor or a nurse who joins gets trained to practice their trade on quick notice at a disaster site, be it after a hurricane or a house fire. Others might learn how to manage a shelter or work one-on-one with disaster victims to figure out what they need to get back on their feet. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.